expressed are those of the program host and guest and not WPSL. WPSL does not endorse products that are mentioned. Any reproduction or rebroadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WPSL. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be assumed that the methods and techniques presented in this show will be profitable or will not result in losses. Please consult your broker or financial specialist before you make any investment decisions.
We work hard for your money.
The Bill Chippas Show.
You, your money, and the investment opportunities today for a successful tomorrow.
This listener interactive weekly show gives you, the listener, an opportunity to call in and ask your personal investment questions to show host, investment specialist Bill Chippas.
Making practical sense and sensible understanding of today's volatile stock market and removing the mystery of commodities trading.
Call in now to WPSL at 340-1590, 340-1590, and talk to Bill Chippas. And now, here's Bill.
Hello, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Bill Chippas Show.
What's up, Bill?
It's a beautiful day in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Sunday. I'm driving up on the highway, and There's nobody on the road. I said, either the economy is really in bad shape,
oh no,
or it's Sunday. But apparently there was an accident right on 95,
okay,
right by Martin Highway. I get on right after that, so there was no traffic.
Okay.
So,
kind of like, so, you were like in a, like a, the Twilight Zone there for a second.
Twilight Zone.
Like, what,
nobody
the heck's
on the
going
road.
Here?
The question is the economy really that bad? And we don't know that. The market does not act well at all. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the stock market. Gold acts fabulous.
We think for those into gold, they're happy to hear
gold,
that.
Yeah. Gold is, you know, it had a nice rally, a big rally, new highs, new all-time highs, and then a break today. And
yeah,
held up. And,
how about silver? Because I still latch. I still got like 100
you know
ounces of silver. I'm still holding on to it.
Silver's at $16 an ounce.
Is it really? I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Well, the money's not. Cool. The money's coming out of stuff. The money is moving. Is going into that way again.
Yeah.
And the commodities are strong. Some are choppy, but I like a whole number of things. There's some things I don't like.
Right.
One of the things I did today at Futurescom in my index program is we made a call early this morning, just about the time that the Fed came out. Bernanke came out with a speech and talked about how it's going to have some stance of monetary easing, possibly. So everybody's all happy.
Right.
We got out of the market and went short, and I issued a call for people to really just go to cash. Doc, you're probably sitting there listening to this.
I'm listening,
and I'm going to come clean on this. And I even called Mike. I said, you know, this is not acting good, and I got out into the rally, and we actually went short today. Whether we're right or wrong, I don't know.
Well,
but
we're going to start disagreeing, believe it or not, because I'm looking for a low in January, which could be any day, and the low could have come in yesterday.
Yeah. There's a possibility that the low's in, but
yeah,
you know, I'll take the shorts off in here and take the profit out of it. I don't know, Doc.
Well, I go by cycles and by indicators. And remember, originally, I was looking for a rally into mid-January. But as soon as 13,090 was broken, we went totally to the put side, totally bearish.
Right.
And we played it all the way down. In our newsletter this past weekend, I told the traders who were short the Dow Jones to take profits at 12,500. We got to 12,502. I missed by 2 ticks, but they should have taken profits here. That was yesterday.
I'm not going to disagree there, but I'm trying to look a little bit beyond the next few weeks, and we've lost composure in a lot of a lot of structural things. To me, aren't right, and so I'm going to not. I need to abandon the long side if I'm going to be right with the market right now. I think because right now it may be more choppy than anything.
Yeah.
It just doesn't act real great. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Bill, I hate to say it. As you know, I'm bearish. I think we're in a bear market.
Well, it's
I think
not
most,
quite.
Most industry groups are already in a bear market. And it's sort of semantics anyway. And but now I'm turning bullish in January, which could be any day. I think yesterday was a low. We might test it tomorrow or Monday, which I would then say to you, get out of your puts. And we might get a rally. My next cycle is mid-February, so I'm looking for a rally.
Well, I'm looking at the same thing. I was looking for the same thing for a nice rally into February, and we could bottom in here. But, yeah, I'm having enough trouble trying to get out of the long side on at higher than where we get in. It doesn't act great.
What is so disappointing? Look at today. Apple was down. Google was down.
Whatever they want to do, they're all messed up.
I think the market tasered Bill, and he's got a little.
I'm going to say that the market acts like it did 7 years ago.
Okay.
On the way down.
You're a little less enthusiastic today than you were this time last week. You're being realistic.
I'm being realistic. I went into the end of the year flat. I was able to get out of long side on a rally. I'm looking for some kind of a low. Originally, Doc, you were looking for a mid-month rally in January.
Mid-month high, but I said as soon as if the support were broken, I would revert to the downside, and I was.
And then you'd say that's a low, and then you get a high in February.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible that happens. It may do that, mm-hmm. or we just keep going down, and the highs are lower, and it's just a mess.
Look, most groups, as far as I'm concerned, are in trouble.
We've lost. I know the transports have been lost. They're down 20-something percent from their highs.
Yeah.
The Russell 2000 has given me sell signals, Doc, that I got in the S&P in November of 2000. And those things don't happen just – these are on monthly statistics, and they don't just happen overnight. So it's something that can go on for quite some time. And in the S&Ps, they can recover into February, but unless you recover substantially and stay up there substantially for a long time – we're going to get the same rollover signals on the monthly work and the stock and the bigger averages in the next ensuing several months. And so from my standpoint, I would rather say, you know, the downside risk is a lot worse than the upside potential here. From a long-term standpoint, it's becoming more apparent that something's wrong. And I'm making the call to at least tell some people, if you've been long mutual funds for the last 5 years and you're really happy with the performance of the stock market over the last 4 years from that 2003 low,
right,
is when I started getting this stuff that we talked about, from this going long. You really need to get away from the thing for a while.
Take some off the table.
Bill, I do believe, and I actually, believe it or not, shows you, sometimes we actually disagree. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I actually bought some stocks today.
That's okay. But for people that are going to say, where are we going to be in 6 months? That is changing.
Oh, yeah. Bill?
That's changing.
After the rally into mid-February, I'm looking for a sharp sell.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say, I need to say, I can't, you know, that means that people have about 6 weeks to get their stuff together and start to make those decisions for the next 6 to 8 months. Maybe we're wrong here on this, and I hope I am. I hope it just goes sideways and pushes around for a while. But we shouldn't be, there's some things we shouldn't be seeing. We're not seeing, we're seeing when the Fed makes the statement that they're, and people start anticipating rate cuts, we're seeing the dollar weaken again, which is substantially at the same time. And then what you have is the crude oil starts to hold after a nice decline. We need lower crude prices, Doc. We need a stronger dollar. I know you guys are going to disagree with me on this,
but
if they want to structurally change what's happening on the consumer side now, besides the subprime mortgage problem, there's problems of costs going up in a fashion that people can't afford both. They're stuck. Okay, if you want to give a fiscal stimulus to the economy of about $200-$400 billion, you don't need to cut taxes. You need to get crude down about $30-$40. And if you're going to do that, a stronger dollar would help. They're not doing that, okay? It's not happening. It is happening against, say, the Canadian dollar is weakening substantially. The British pound is weakening. So I'm a bull dollar bull. But in order for me to get bullish the stock market here, to see some things changing, when the stock market rises on hopes that the Fed's going to cut rates, I don't want to see crude get supported. And I don't want to see tons of money go back into the metals or gold, because it's not going into the NASDAQ. It's not going into the places it should be. And that's from a broad economic sense. So Wall Street is still are going to take all the money that the Fed gives out. Say the Fed is a guy at the corner. He's handing out money. Here, go spend it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're taking all that money and they're buying gold with it. It's going nowhere else. And that's it's being destructive here.
Right.
The weak dollar policy has unintended consequences, and those consequences are showing up geopolitically, and we can go into a whole thesis about that. And the benefits are becoming less and less apparent, because if it was a benefit to the U.S. economy for exports to increase, then why have we lost 20% of the transports? How come the transport has gone down, index has lost 20% of its pricing? How come we're at two-year lows? The S&Ps are no higher now than they were at the end of 2007, okay? The only one that's holding up over 2006 ending year price is the NASDAQ, okay? So, you know, we're going to go over this and a lot more when we come back to the Bill Kachubas Show in one moment.
FuturesCom, an independent advisor and research firm, helping you make sound investment decisions. Enjoy the perspective of over 26 years market and industry experience in global equities and commodities, precious metals, foreign exchange, and more. Professional guidance not driven by commission. For traders who want to materially improve their success rate, FuturesCom. Call us today or visit FuturesCom.com to learn more about a two-week free trial.
Call 866-409-3890. Don't miss a little bit of New Orleans right here on the Treasure Coast. It's Mardi Gras, downtown Jensen Beach, January 31st through February 5th, presented by the Jensen Beach Chamber of Commerce. Sign up now for the King and Queen Contest and Banquet, taking place at Crawdaddy's Restaurant, Monday, February 4th, from 6 till 9 p.m. Crawdaddy's Restaurant will also host the Crawfish Eating Contest, Sunday, February 3rd. It's 6 days of Mardi Gras fun, beginning Thursday, January 31st. Enjoy blues and jazz singing contests, Jammin' Jensen, the Festival Costume Contest, Woogie Woogie Dance Contest, Arts and Craft Exhibitors, the Costume Pet Parade, and so much more. Contact the Jensen Beach Chamber of Commerce for a full schedule of activities, including the Fat Tuesday Celebration, Tuesday, February 5th. For more information, call the Chamber at 334-3444, 334-3444. Bring the family and enjoy Mardi Gras along the streets of historic downtown Jensen Beach.
This is WPSL Port St. Lucie, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Welcome back to the Bill Chippas Show. I'm going to give Mike King a moment here. Mike, welcome to the show again. Mike King from Pinson Research.
And I'm at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
How's it doing out there?
We've had record amount of attendance.
Wow. Well, we heard some of that background noise. What was going on? And you're at the big event?
Told us the amount, but I'm at the event, and they have, you wouldn't know there's any type of recession by coming here.
I know that.
It's booming.
Well,
and there's vendors from all over the world, especially in Asia, showing all kinds of electronic devices improvements, from sound categories to all types of computer chips and electronic components.
I believe that technology is the way of the future, and the way that we're going to get, you know, relieve a lot of the ills that the economy has.
And I'm even carrying around a small car that is powered by water.
A what?
I'm actually carrying, and I've seen...
A car?
A car that actually runs on water.
Really?
Yes, it has actually an electrolyzer that converts the water hydrogen.
Okay.
The hydrogen used to power the little car.
Well, that's fantastic, Mike. When can we get a big one?
Well, I see if we can convert this.
Yes, convert it to a big car and we'll all be happy. It'd be great if we could do something like that. Mike, what's your opinion? I know you watch the show, and so are you getting a little bit more friendly to the market now that I'm negative?
No, you know, Dr. Janet really had it pretty well pegged, and I think his call for the low in the middle of January is coming, and I think we could see the low next week.
Okay.
And my target of 11,800 is only 1,000 points away. It's really not.
But that,
it's not very far.
No, it's not. But it can.
It could happen by Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
That would be fine with me.
I think the bottom will be in January.
You think the bottom of the year is going to be in January?
I think that this is going to be the bottom, but I think we're going to. I don't think that Bernanke's announcement is going to be sufficient enough to turn things around.
Okay. So you think that the market will be
lower next week at this time?
Okay. Well, I'm kind of making that call too by getting out of the longs and getting short, and telling people to go to cash because.
Recall last week, so I was bearish also. Remember?
No, Mike, you were spot on, Mike. You're spot on. And
in our newsletter, I was telling Bill, we told people to cover shorts at 12,500.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
Got to within two that's ticks great. Of that,
and now we bounce. Yep. And now we can go down again and take that out.
Well, that's the key. I think we might hold, make a higher low. I just don't know. But no. It's either a higher low or a lower low within the next few days. That'll be the bottom.
And then till when?
And then we rally into mid-February, yep. Which is my next cycle.
Okay.
Mid-February will be a high.
Right.
And then, Mike, my next cycle, more important cycle, is mid-April, which will be a low.
Okay, and
so that's what I'm looking for at the moment.
And by mid-April, well, where do you think the Dow, the stock market's going to be, Dr. Chan?
Well, I think Mike might even be conservative. I think we could be lower. Although, at the moment, Mike, I think a lot of these groups, like the retailers, the financials, I think they're so sold out.
Right.
That the ones that are selling, notice, Mike, today, Apple was down. Google was down when the market rallied 100 points.
Yeah.
So those are finally starting to cave in, which could be sort of the end, you know, I don't think there's maybe that much more. Maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe your number, 11,700, might be sort of in that area of the low.
But it might be April, as you said.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just 1 year ago today that the iPod gave birth here at the Consumer Electronics Show.
That's right.
It was just 1 year ago. And now it seems like it's been around for ages.
Yeah.
It sure does, doesn't it? Do you think there's going to be anything else out there that's going to be electrifying at the show to the consumer? What can spark the consumer here, or is he strapped, Mike?
No, the consumer always is resilient and always finds ways to buy what they want. The consumer still has plenty of plastic. No, I think the consumer still has a buy power.
Okay, and
and there's just tremendous amounts of improvements in technology.
Well, I agree there. I wish the technology would. I wish we would have more of a broad-based rally right now, but the market doesn't act. It's not holding the numbers. It can act okay tonight. It can act better. But you know, Doc and Mike both. Even 6 months ago, I said, if the Fed starts to ease because the economy is not good, we should just be out of the market from a standpoint. And they've gone through this now for the last 6 months. I don't know when this is going to end, when the whole thing can culminate. And I agree that we can hold on dips and the market can look good. But if it starts to snowball into something larger like it did in 2000, then we're going to have more problems.
Well,
worried about that. The technicals are telling me the same thing, Mike. If we start to roll, if we don't correct upwards and stay up there, we're going to have big, big issues. I'm looking at a 40% decline, and I don't really need to be playing alongside if that's going to happen. I don't want that.
Bill, I agree with you, but I think some of the indicators are starting to indicate bottom. And the reason I say that
Dow
yesterday, the McClellan oscillator, one of these oscillators, your price.
The problem here, Doc, is I need the Dow to go.
Low.
I understand that. Yeah. I need the Dow to go to 12,300. And in order for me to look at the market in a constructive way, I need to see a 12,380 to 12,320 print in the Dow. That's a minimum from here, 500 more points.
That's still possible next week. I mean,
right.
I could be wrong.
I'm not going to, at this point, I need to tell investors that, you know, we have downside potential now that is outweighing the top side for now.
But you can see why it's so important now for people, if they don't want to sell their stocks, hedge your position.
Absolutely, Mike.
Protect your position.
And Doc, you're looking for a rally in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're looking for some kind of a high in early
February,
right?
Sort of
okay.
Mid-February.
Right, and we don't know where that high will be, but what puts do they want to buy if that strength comes? What protection can they take?
I've been recommending the March puts.
Okay.
But you could also buy the April puts. March or April puts on the Dow Jones.
Okay.
Buy, for example, the Dow Jones 130 puts.
You want to buy the 13,000 puts if they want to.
That's 13,000, but that's 130.
Okay.
So that's DJW. And if you want to go to March, it's, you know, March is O.
Okay.
So it would be O and 30 is Z. That would be OZ. JWOZ. Otto Zebra.
Okay.
Or if you want to go to April, you buy the PZ. PZs, yeah.
And that'll protect yourself.
PZs.
Okay. And they can get your newsletter, Mike, and at your website, PrincetonResearch.com, and they can always go to FuturesCom. And I've got I did a big biweekly outlook. I did a big report on the Canadian dollar and some of the Forex markets, Doc, and the cotton, coffee, things like that. We talked about that last week. The Canadian dollar has it looks like it's beginning a precipitous decline, although I want to sell rallies, and it's already had one, but it's probably going to keep going. The British pound, badly on the charts for a bigger decline. I'm bullish the dollar, and I'd like to see the dollar rally and the stocks rally at the same time. I know a lot of people are saying, well, the dollar can't rally. It's good. The low dollar is helping corporate profits and exports. Well, it doesn't appear to be helping to me. Because I'm looking at everything. It doesn't appear to be helping. We need to get crude prices down if they want to fix things on the trading side. You got to get crude prices down because people are going to have problems paying for the gas, and at the same time covering the mortgage payments. And if you're looking at slower growth and they pull back, if you want to fiscally stimulate the economy, you need to alter the price structure. The structure of everything is not working right here. It's not right, Doc. It looks like it's, you know, they ought to open up a room at the White House or wherever the Federal Reserve is. Okay, and it's probably still got a stale cigar from Paul Volcker in there, and they ought to do some market action to help the markets get up instead of just throwing money at the place. Because when the money comes in from the Fed and it ends up in gold and not in the stock market, well, we're not doing the right thing here.
But you hit it right on the head.
I don't care.
Pumping all this money in and it's not going into stocks.
It's not going in the stock market. And if it's just getting paid to fix the subprime, I agree that's a problem. That needs to be fixed. But at the same time, if you could support your own currency, because if you're going to drop the, if the currency continues to slide or not go up at all, okay, and I'd like to, if it could stay here and I'm still friendly to the dollar, but that it, if you can get a rise in it, you can alter the algorithms, so to speak, and you'll get some selling in the crude oil and things like that, and you can soften you can actually add some fiscal stimulus that way, some stimulus to the economy that way, because whether we like it or not, it's a huge drain on us. Huge.
Yep.
Huge drain. So I those are some things that I don't see the changing here. Okay? And I don't know when. I mean, Doc, take a look at the transport index. Do you see that holding up at all?
Unless crude starts really coming down, it ain't going to hold up.
Okay, and crude's not going to come down if they're going to ease, when they're going to ease. Because we know that they're buying crude when the Fed eases, so that's a problem, okay? So and that thing has gone. The price today in the transports, we're back to where it was below the low of the transports this week was below August of 2006. Okay,
yeah.
That's a year and a half low. You've lost pricing there. You're losing the price of year over year end of year stock prices for the Russell 2000, that's also now given a sell signal on the long term that is negative. So, you know, I'm going to stay on the short side for the time being. Hopefully, it'll cover at profits. And market wants to rise, then so be it. But I cannot look around to pick bottoms at this point. And I'm worried about the Russell dropping back down to like say 550 or something like that. That'd really be ugly. Okay. That'd be another 10-20% down from here. That's not good.
No, I mean look at the Russell 2000 is what down? So it's 7% or 6% this year already? 7%?
Right.
I mean and last year it was down 3%.
Right.
And those are the kind of
And what's happened is I look at some long term monthly moving averages, and you watch them too, Doc.
Okay.
They've rolled over and crossed, and I haven't gotten crosses on the sell side since November of 2008, 2000, and I'm getting, and the last buys were in 2003. So we're in, it can flop around here and grind its way lower. It's not going anywhere. It may be up or down, but it's not going anywhere. It's lost the attractiveness for investment. Okay, and you can't. It's lost it. So for now, and so we need to. The micro caps may hold, right, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. Now, in the event that the Dow does pull back 1,000 points over the next month, 2 months, or the course of a year, and just try to set back and gather itself up for what would be a bigger market higher later, would the microcaps have a significant rally in the next, say, 6 months?
Well, sure. They're bound to have a rebound.
But Mike, unfortunately, they never lead. You know, the microcaps normally follow.
Okay.
You need the mid-caps, like the Russell 2000 stocks, the bottom first.
No, those are. That's not. That's just turning over now. Okay.
Nope. They're right. So that's why. Even though I don't think there's much downside on the microcaps, I don't think they're going to start moving.
Okay.
Until the mid-caps are bottom, they start moving up.
Throughout history, microcaps have followed prolonged bouts of inflationary expectations.
Okay.
And so that's why I expected any time a microcap would rally, because of inflationary expectations. Even though inflationary expectations are blunted by the housing deflation.
Right. It's the costs elsewhere are not there. I mean, if we didn't have the housing decline,
the cost of raw materials
all
over the world, work in process,
right,
is all on the rise.
And they're not.
But
it's not abating.
Real estate values are on the wane. They're
right.
Coming down.
They're waning, and other stuff's rising. And that was one of the issues I have with the market. I can't get friendly right now. It's not, something's wrong. It's just ugly. And it's 7 days down. It's enough. I'll tell you this. It's acting like it did once before, and don't want to get caught up on hoping that the Fed cuts enough to let the market rise or help the market out. We need to sell into those rallies from investors.
Look at 2001 when the Fed kept on cutting.
I know.
And every time the market rallied, it was lower later.
It's doing that again, okay?
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, it's doing that again.
Deja vu all over again.
Right. And, you know, it's not something.
But you didn't have the inflation then. You didn't have gold rising then.
No, and you know what? We were at the time, Mike, when that was happening. One of the things that we talked about, and Doc, we had conversations about this 7 years ago. We were calling for we were saying the problem is that prices are falling down too fast, and the corporations and the businesses had no pricing power to stabilize pricing, and people were talking about deflation. One of the things that we talked about, Doc, was having the dollar weaken. That should help the economy, spur some final demand, okay, get exports going. And we were correct in that, Doc. We were correct in buying the gold. I mean, we were way ahead of everybody. We were so far ahead of everybody. We knew too much because we got out at 450.
That's the trouble. We take our profits too fast.
We were so far ahead of people back then. The Canadian dollar and the currencies, the whole world was bullish the dollar, and they fed the central banks in Europe and in Canada and Australia had to intervene and raise their interest rates in order to get people bearish the dollar and turn those currencies around. And here's the other side of the coin now. And all of that back then has led to this here with the subprime in between. That's how I look at it. And now we're way at the other side of the coin. And I know there's a big globalization going on, and we have a billion people. That standard of living is rising because of what's happening. However, if they don't watch out, ours is going to decline. And that shouldn't happen. Okay? And if that starts to happen here, then you need to fix things. And so this dollar policy of being weak has really, unintended consequences from it have gone too far. Okay? And so I expect that a good dollar rally this year, and I expect the stock market to hold at some point. But for now, all bets are off, guys. Doc, I hope you're right that it does rally. Okay?
I stick my neck out with my cycles, and I think we're getting close. If the low wasn't yesterday, it'll be next week.
Well,
mid-January.
I don't disagree. I'm looking for I thought today you would have some kind of a low, and it's possible that it did. But for now, I'd rather, I'm not hoping for anything here. When the this market has got problems.
But there's always bounces, remember, and that's why, you know, I hope I'm right, that my cycles are right, that mid-February is a high.
Well, it should. I thought so, too. And but what we don't want to see is continual pressure and new lows.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, on the side of the commodities, crude oil actually started weakening from the $97 area. Is there a chance that we can get crude down about $8 to $10 from here, Doc?
You know, it's...
Not if they're going to cut rates, are we?
You know, I hope so, but, you know...
Right.
Every time you think it's going to do it, all of a sudden, something worldwide, something happens.
Yeah, but I understand that part. Well, that's why, that's one of the problems that we're having. The market a year and a half ago liked higher crude, if you recall. It liked the higher metals. They were throwing money at it, buying the stocks. Okay? Now there's a problem. And Wall Street needs to refocus itself into technology, and it's not happening. Fast enough. It's just not happening fast enough. And I still think the NASDAQ, which is still acting the best out of all the markets, hasn't lost its prices from a year ago. Like today's close, Doc, in the S&P 500, Mike, is below the close of 2007. Am I right?
And it's below the 200-day moving average.
Okay. So here we are in early 2008. And the market has now lower on the year from 2007. Of course, that's negative when you first turn lower from the get-go. And now we're lower from 2007 at the end of 2006. The settlement of 2007, 6 and 7, are behind us. Now, in front of us, the close of 2005. And where was that at? In the S&P.
Look, if you go back in history and look at all the failures.
I want to buy a 3-year down, Mike. So the close of 2005, the first week of the 2005, looks like the S&P was around 1250. And guess what that was? That flat line year that no one cared about. Because we couldn't get above 1250, all right, in 2005, and we couldn't get below 1150. That's the best place for us to find support. And the Dow at that time was where? That may be your 11,000 area, Mike. At the end of 2005, the Dow Jones Industrials was sitting approximately at,
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000. Actually, you know what? To be precise here, we'll look at 10,800. So you're about right, Mike. Doc, do you think you can go down 2,000 points from here?
No, 11,007 is going to hold.
11,007 is going to hold.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, there are no guarantees in life and in the market, but it's possible. But I personally, Mike, I think you could be right. I don't think the market is that overvalued at the moment.
11,690 to 11,000.
That's a possibility.
800.
11,640, 11,800. Okay.
Well, I think it's only going to break 12,000 for some brief moments. In other words, I don't think it'll ever close below 12,000. I think that it'll have a panic day.
Okay.
Where it touches 11,790, but closes 11,950 to 12,000, barely below 12,000.
Okay.
Anything below 12,000 is a great buy.
Well, I have 12,030 to 11,920.
Probably a great buy down there, and we're probably headed there.
Okay, and then we're probably headed there, so I guess that's why I'm short. And Doc, you're saying that we're going to rally the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking to cover my remaining shorts. I covered some yesterday and the day before and today.
Okay.
I bought some stock, believe it or not. I bought some stocks today.
What stocks you buy today, Doc?
I bought some stocks that I feel have cash, that the cash they have is equal to their stock price.
Okay.
A stock called ISSI, which is a Integrated Silicon Solutions. ISSI.
Okay. I got that startup. That's okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's holding up.
I also bought Silicon Storage Technology, SSTI. Cash in the bank they have is worth what the stock is selling for.
Okay. So, and those stocks were also higher today, and take a look at that chart.
And I bought another one. I bought some Chinese stocks, the China Security, CSR. Oh, yeah. CSR I bought.
Back in the Chinese market, Doc?
Yeah. They've corrected nicely. So, and I think these Chinese stocks are still, they're booming. Their earnings are surging.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Yeah. So I still think they're going to do well.
That looks like it's holding up. That went down from $34. It's at $20. That might hold up there. Might see a big rally there. Well, then hopefully everything goes up. I'm looking at something wrong over my indexes, so not happy with it. Not happy coming in and having the first 8 days in a row have the whole market being smashed. That's not a good. It's a bad taste. So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're losing the chance for an extended rally higher, and it may take 6 months to a year for it to work itself out. I don't know. We may have more noise in front of us, and I'd like to see the market get down. If it's going to go down, let it go down. You know, we could have a wash to the downside, guys, and that'll take a lot of pressure off of some of these prices. You might get crude to drop like $5 and the Dow will drop 1,000. That'd be constructive with the weak dollar, wouldn't it? I'm being facetious here, okay? But, and the grain markets look good. Coffee still is holding up. But we're seeing the consumer slow down precipitously. Doc, did you see the announcement after the close on American Express?
What was the announcement on American
Express? American Express is looking for a weaker economy, and they're taking a hit on their credit cards, and they're down like 6-7% in the after hour.
So what was the effect of the Bank of America saying they're going to buy Countrywide? Is that?
Well, they bought part of it already, so I guess they're buying the rest of it.
Because
it's not going anywhere.
Okay. So is that?
It's very positive, people are saying, but
okay,
you know, I don't know what they're doing. Earlier yesterday there was a rumor that the Countrywide was in trouble.
Right.
And they were.
And they denied it.
They denied it.
Right.
And today Bank of America is buying it.
Right.
This whole thing smells.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Doc? This stinks. Okay. And today the Fed is, the Bernanke made a speech today, and you know I happen to sell right into that, and I'm happy for it. I'm happy to do that because, frankly, again, we in 2000, if we would have sold the rallies every time the rate cuts were announced by Greenspan, we would have done very well. You would have no problems the next few years. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm worried that that's occurring as we speak. And so in order to protect myself and to protect my clients and protect the listeners, you got to really buy some protection here and look to buy stocks that are close to cash value,
right.
Doc. Now, back in 2000, Doc, we would suggest to people to buy gold. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay, why? We can't do that now. Unless gold's going to 1,600.
Where's gold right now?
About 890.
890.
No, gold isn't a blow wolf. You don't want to buy it now.
That's right. So where do you put your money, Doc?
Money market.
But they use that for the mortgages.
Yep.
So
you buy Canadian Oil and Gas Trust that give you 12% to 18%.
But the currency's gonna drop 10%.
But if the Canadian currency drops, that's great. That's what you want.
Okay.
Because then their profits go up.
Okay. Okay.
That's what you want. So that's why these Canadian Oil and Gas Trusts have gone down.
So you like that?
The Canadian dollar's gotten so strong.
Okay, well, the Canadian dollar has reversed in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's lost 10% of its value.
Really?
Versus the dollar, correct. Oh. The British pound has lost a good chunk from 210 down to, 195.
Hmm.
The dollar is getting stronger marginally against some currencies, which is constructive for my view of the way things should work. Although the problem is every time we need monetary easing in the economy to fix the economies and keep jobs going, we're getting still a lot of buoyancy in commodities, and you're getting a lot of buoyancy in gold and silver, and money is going there. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's not what we want to see happen.
Hey, Doc, how about your ENZ and MDTL? How have those fared here in the beginning
of
the year?
ENZ is starting to rally again. It bounced off support. It was knocked down.
Yeah.
The MDTL, they had a news release. They're on the verge of a major contract. They were hoping to conclude it last week. It didn't close. They put a news release out last Friday. They still say it's going to happen. If it does happen, the stock will surge. Mm. If it doesn't happen, your credibility goes to absolute zero or below zero.
And that's the end of that, right?
That's the end of that one. But if they do the deal and they claim they're on the verge of a major contract with a major OEM, original equipment manufacturer, if that happens, the stock will surge. But the ENZ I like. You can see it. There's accumulation. It bounced off support. It's a good quality stock. And remember, drug stocks, Bill, if you notice, the drug stocks have been acting great.
Well, the drug stocks are an act. They're one of the things that people should be in for the next 10, 15 years just because of the baby boomer aging.
Right.
Yep.
I mean,
drug stocks, that's where you want to be.
There's a lot of things that are happening. There's a lot of things out there that are bullish, a lot of parts of the economy. The problem is that some of the policies of the last few years have outworn their welcome. And the if they want to continue on a weak dollar policy to fix the balance, to fix the trade deficit in the country, okay, then they're turning us into Japan, and which can't do anything but have a weak currency because they need exports because their domestic economy is flat. Japan's domestic economy never got out of its own way the last few years, Doc. A lot of hope was there. Never happened. Okay? It never happened. And Europe is in danger, and they won't say that, but they're in danger of eventually the strong euro is going to cause havoc over there. And meanwhile, we put crude oil at $90-something dollars a barrel, has given a lot of money to the Russians and stuff like that.
Yep.
And they're not conducive to democracy. Okay? So there's a lot of things that are bad, Doc.
Oh, absolutely. It's.
I shorted gold. We shorted gold and we got out and then it took off again.
Well, I bought puts on the bonds yesterday.
I think that's a good idea. I told someone today, I called them up and I said, get out of your mutual funds and get out of those bond funds too. I said, just go to all cash and we'll figure out what to do later. I'd rather do that because the bond market is down a huge amount today. Okay?
Yep.
So people are now taking the money off the table. So Bernanke's going to cut rates, but the interest rates are actually rising.
The long rates, yeah. He's got no control over the long rates.
The long rate's rising. The long rate's rising because he knows, because the long rate sees the money going in the wrong places.
Yep.
Okay? This thing is going to fester itself into something no one wants. And I'm worried about that. A good break in the stock market down to about 11,700. Mike, I think you're right. That might take some pricing pressure off of some of these things. You know, you might get crude down about $30-$40 if that happens.
That'd be interesting. I mean, a lot of folks would.
That would be good.
Not mind
well,
that.
Look, if you look at the stock market action last year, Doc, at the very beginning of the year, we had that nice crude oil break. Remember the break in crude from 75 down to 40? $45?
If crude dropped, would that bring the whole energy sector down, do you think?
Well, a lot of the stocks haven't participated in the crude market rally.
Oh, is that right? Now, how about, remember last week we were kind of talking about NCOC?
NCOC, that stock is looking, you know
how's
what?
That done in the last
it's
week?
A wonderful little play.
Yeah.
It's holding well.
It's holding up.
It's holding?
Just okay. It's holding up real nice. It's at 483.
The coal stock is doing very well.
And you know what? That stock, was. They were on the show, National Coal.
320 or something like that? Or
253, 280, 300. Yeah. And during the month from December 11th to right after he was on the show by maybe a week or two, to it was at 325, and by December 27th, end of the year, it was 580.
How about that?
It was a great play.
Mm-hmm.
And natural gas, which is constructive for some of the smaller energy companies, Powder River, and also anything, even coal stocks, is firmed up nicely. Okay, that seems to be holding. Today, natural gas was higher. Crude oil is lower. We'd like to see more use of energy move to other areas than just, you know, the crazy crude market. Unleaded gas today was, at the end of the day today, was down about 7 cents on the futures. We had a nice break in the unleaded gas chart. This should be helpful to people in the economy, but in order for us to unleaded gas to get negative, it's going to have to drop a whole bunch from here. But you know, I wouldn't be surprised that, why not look at unleaded gas in a year or two at $1.50? Doc, it's three something now, right? Get it down there. Why not, huh?
Hey, Nick, have you noticed that, Bill, have you ever seen Bill this bearish?
Never. No. Not at all.
I was bearish beginning of last year when the commodities ran up too much. Okay? I'm a little disturbed about the price action. We shouldn't look. I'm bullish in my heart. And I really want, I've been bullish for over 4 years, okay, for a long time. And we should not be below the close of 2006, the end of the year. That's where we're at in the S&P. We're at that price. We were below, we lost, so all of last year's, over a year ago, we lost all of it.
Right.
You're not going to get, the big hedge funds aren't going to buy a thing to hold.
So will the election, I mean, whether it's Democratic or Republican, do you think obviously it'll affect the market.
Well, since nobody knows who's going to win that either,
right. So
that's like the market.
Right now it's not really a factor.
The market. You got that's up and down too.
Hey, what about isn't there like the theory of the winner of the Super Bowl, whether it's an NFC or AFC team, and the market usually goes positive if...
Don't believe that.
So we're going to wait. That's mid-February now?
Yeah.
I've never seen that work.
Okay.
The way it goes is if the AFC wins, you get a bear market.
The way it goes is if you have a bad Christmas.
There's no way the AFC...
Mike was put it on the head last week.
Oh, yeah.
With the bad Christmas and the bad holiday that we had, the stock market action.
Yeah.
That's indicative of, as we approach other holidays,
yeah,
we're going to have bad action. That's something we don't want to see continually. We want to see the market. We have a holiday coming up, Martin Luther King's birthday.
Right.
We'd like to see the market, if you're bullish, we want to see the market rally into that holiday. And the President's Day, we want to see the market rally into that. And we want to see that kind of action. We had terrible action around Christmas and New Year's. And in the first 7 days of the new year, we're completely, pell-mell selling all this announcement. Right. We were supposed to be done with all these announcements of bad things, Doc, at the end of last year, weren't we? Why is American Express coming out now?
Because they still got another 2 quarters of write-offs. That's what the trouble is.
And how about Capital One? Also, right?
Also.
Okay, so what's now? Is that telling us the credit cards are no one's paying that, and that's the end of that now? Are we in a recession, Doc? You call it.
I do know my thinking.
You think we are now?
Yeah.
Mike, are we in a recession?
No. Statistically, no, we're not.
Statistically? Does it feel like one?
We need to have... The definition of recession is 2 negative GDP quarters. We're not going to know.
Until they revise the ones that they come out with soon anyway.
We won't know
for 3 years.
We're in a recession until July.
Right.
And by then, the market will probably be stronger. We're not going to know.
Okay.
But that's why he's asking, what do you think yourself? I personally think, Mike, that the majority of the economy is in a recession.
Right. Okay.
Look at the housing, the retail. Right. You name. There's so many industries are in a recession.
Doc, are we going to fall off a cliff?
No.
Okay. Mike, are we going to fall off a cliff?
I don't think we're going to fall off a cliff.
No.
But I think,
no.
Okay. I think we're in a recession or will be shortly.
Well, I hope the market doesn't do what I think it's going to do.
The market has already been looking at that, and that's why so many of these groups have just gotten killed.
Well, what we're going to do is ask the listeners to go to Doc's website at the weeklymarketstrategies.com. Go to PrincetonResearch.com and get Mike's newsletter every week. Go to FuturesCom.com. I send out my newsletter each night with the buy, hold, and sell areas for all the commodities, major commodities, Forex markets, everything you got. And always go to the BillChippisShow.com and listen to the show. I think the market's going to have a better time ahead, but right now, you got to be real safe with it, real careful.
Yeah, you're right.
Better be careful than... There's an old saying. I'm going to give this one second here. It's better to be... out of a market wishing you were in, then in a market wishing you were out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're just think about 2000.
That's right. Everybody have a great weekend.
FuturesCom, an independent advisor and research firm, helping you make sound investment decisions. Enjoy the perspective of over